The local food movement is a growing economic and cultural force here in Michigan. We've had a number of conversations on this program about efforts to build sustainable regional food systems, which go beyond farmers markets and food hubs. Today, some local private businesses are joining MSU and state officials to announce the next step for Mid-Michigan, the creation of a food innovation district. Current State's Kevin Lavery has the story.
It's an often quoted fact that Michigan has one of the most diverse agricultural systems in the nation. From cherries to cucumbers, more than 200 commodities are grown here, ranking Michigan second only to California in terms of crop production. A system that large requires a lot of coordination from the plow to the plate. And while the state's ag industry is already a high performer, to the tune of more than $90 billion a year, officials in Mid-Michigan say there's room to improve. That's why they believe the time is right for the region to create its own integrated food network. It's known in the industry as a food innovation or food business district. Randy Bell is an extension educator for community food systems with the Michigan State University Extension Office in Ingham County.
A food business district can have folks who are related to distribution, light manufacturing, processing, transportation. Any number of different sectors that are involved in a food system conceivably could locate in a food business district.
A food business district in Mid-Michigan could particularly benefit growth stage companies. These are ag businesses employing up to 50 people and which generate up to $20 million in sales each year. Bell says these companies have the potential to either move into new markets or expand the ones they already have.
And there's more than 600 of those businesses that were counted in the study. In theory, if they had the right technical assistance and if they had the proper location, they conceivably could grow their business. And there is a building that the university owns in the area that we're defining as the Food Innovation District. And we think the market's there to help those companies to grow.
The building Bell is referring to is just off Jolly Road in Okemos. It's near a vacant tract of land parallel to Interstate 96, a primary transportation corridor. It's also close to a satellite facility owned by Traverse City-based Cherry Capital Foods and Earthy Delights. It's a food storage and distribution company, the kind local stakeholders say the region needs more of. When you consider that a food innovation district is founded on the notion of a geographic cluster of businesses, it's not hard to understand why the lead corporate sponsor of this agricultural enterprise is a real estate firm. Brent Forsberg is president of T.A. Forsberg in Okemos. He says the whole idea is to take established local businesses and those that are growing and bring them together to help build the entire industry.
Lansing has done this for years. We look at what's happened with the biotech industry here, and now we have the Port of Lansing up at the airport and the businesses that are growing there. Again, it's the same concept. This is just in food.
Forsberg says Mid-Michigan lacks large-scale food warehousing and processing centers that can create, ship, and sell value-added products in Michigan.
And in talking with one farmer, when it hit me the most was their products, their fresh fruits, shipped from Michigan all the way down to near Cincinnati to be processed into the jams and jellies that end up on the shelves at our local grocers.
Forsberg says not having to outsource that step out of state could reap significant financial gain. A separate study by MSU's Land Policy Institute indicates that even a 5% increase in regional ag sales could inject $22 million into the Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton County area economy. Supporters say a food innovation district would also help small incubators that help fledgling startups find their niche. Places like Incubake, a commercial kitchen in Holt.
Hey there, how are you?
Not bad, how are you?
Pretty good. Are you here for your order?
Marcy Bishop Cates is the owner. She prides her business on being a one-stop shop for culinary entrepreneurs.
When they come in with an idea, we can work with them through that packaging phase, connect them to local resources, help them get their licenses, and help them get out there.
In her 2.5 years in operation, Cates estimates she's helped more than 60 mom-and-pop shops get off the ground. Glory Bee Sweet Treats is one of them. Owner Diane Allerding is a one-woman baked goods retailer. She expertly cracks egg after egg into giant metal bowls to make apple cinnamon bread.
I couldn't do what I do by law or in my kitchen at home at the level of I'm doing it here. It's awesome.
Allerding looks forward to the possibilities that a membership in a food innovation district may bring. She values the cooperative spirit.
I don't want to be the big box company. I need to know that the quality's there, that the passion that I have for this is shared by others. And I think that only works to the maximum if you have those kinds of diversity of places that you can move into.
As some of my clients grow and they're ready to move on to that next step, I hope that there's a place in the new innovation district for them to grow into.
Again, Incubake owner Marcy Bishop Cates.
I think one of the most important things that we need to do in this area is not duplicate efforts. We all need to work together so that everything fits in a nice and tidy way.
Michigan State University is poised to lead the way. The university is studying the idea of a food accelerator in the Innovation District near Interstate 96. That could be a facility similar to Incubake, but expanded to the nth degree. It's hoped an accelerator could be an anchor for the district that could help companies grow and sustain their food product lines. Randy Bell with MSU Extension says that's the costly part of the plan.
The proposed accelerator actually is the only part of this whole story that we're telling that I think will require some public money. The rest of the district and what's happening in there is pure capitalism.
There's no set timeline for MSU to decide whether to build a food accelerator. Bell says if it is approved, the project would be estimated at around $5 million. But private companies who are warming up to the cooperative say even without a large university-run facility, the Food Innovation District remains a plan whose time has come. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.